Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or in the replay. We are here at our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. And as always, make sure that if you are physically capable, you begin all the meditations from a stand-up posture, with your eyes closed, your hands and arms free to your sides. And you listening to your body, listening to your thoughts, listening to your breath. And you're as free as you can be. Relaxing from the top down, from the head and the neck to the feet, to your toes. Recognizing the power of self-regulation, allowing the inner to guide you, to guide you through. Beautiful. We are continuing our journey in the dynamic meditations, recognizing the elements of focus, special intention, special mindset to benefit every moment of our meditation. And today, what I would like to introduce is the dynamics of the actual physical body. And the dynamics of the physical body, we may have looked at in many different ways. But when you are meditating, unlike when we are in our everyday mindset, if we want to benefit the meditation, the body must no longer be attached to solely the functions of the physical. The functions of the physical are important. But because meditation has a higher purpose, a purpose of growth on a level, if we can call it spiritual level, but again, it's up to a definition of what spiritual really means. But by spiritual, I am referring to something that is greater than the functions of the body. And therefore, we must almost become conscious of not to associate through the meditative state the elements of change to only strictly the change in the physicality of the body as we know it. Okay, so what should we have our mindset on? Well, recognition that the body has a greater function in every movement of the body, every sensation in the body is not only for the supposedly corrections, rejuvenation of the bodily function as we know it or as we don't, but also as our being as a whole, almost like a body is full of doorways. Our physicality is a doorway into our spirituality, into our higher function of each organ. Each toe may represent a bigger purpose than just balancing our ability to walk. More than that, more than the eyes can see. So the dynamics of the body suddenly become the windows to the soul, not only the eyes, but every single part, every single function, even the function of the body. And therefore, once there is a self-regulation that allows a movement, it has greater functionality than just stretching, than just yawning, than just shaking. Pain and discomfort may have a greater functionality. Joy, tingling may have a greater functionality than just numbness of the arms, for example, or the hands. So the physicality, the dynamics of the physical structure have suddenly a greater purpose, a greater importance, and therefore deserve a greater attention, greater respect. How much greater you'd say than the physical? Well, so let's use a non-limiting mindset of the function of the body. How different can this be if we just suddenly free our dogma of what the body may serve us? Well, the difference could be life-changing, especially if you're talking about something that is done in a meditative state and something that has to do with resonance and not just physicality, something that has to do with your dedication to your inner growth and not just dedication to a relaxation process, and suddenly just that mindset alone. Freeing your body to be more than just bodily function in a meditative state sets up a whole new experience, an experience that builds one on top of the other. This is also one very important element of compounding. I think it's one of my blog posts somewhere, I've talked about the power of compounding. Power of compounding is much greater than the power of achievement of growth on its own. And we will talk about that another time. Because of that power, every single mindset that we are looking at, every single dynamics of our meditation that we are looking at, multiplies itself in a value. So here we are. So many words for one simple concept. Your body is much more than what we would learn in school about. And all we need to do is not know what it's all about, but be open to the possibility of what it can give, just freeing possibility. And so, the reverse from restricting it to what we know, giving it more value and respect. Dynamics of the physical body. So here we are. Let us look at the body from top down. With a new appreciation. Not limiting. Now, an interesting moment, something to remember. The moment we begin looking at the body, giving it this higher value and a non-limiting mindset, applying a non-limiting mindset, we also stop simply judging our body based on its physicality, right? We stop limiting ourselves to liking or not liking our body for its mere physicality or achievements of the physical or looks or shape or strength or size. Or color, or anything. Literally, because of this higher value that we give, the limitations that we thought our body had because we only saw it as physicality, they become lesser and less and less important. And the other becomes more and more important in the body for us. Suddenly, not only in our own selves, but when we look at somebody else and we see their limitations of the physicality, they don't count to as much. Any physicality, including functions, speech, look, size. We no longer see it as the only function that the body gives. Therefore, we don't see it as big of a limitation. Suddenly, we see the person that the body allows us to be, or the potential that the body allows us to grow into and achieve, which is way beyond of what the physicality is. And the functioning of the limiting body mindset that we had maybe just a few minutes ago. So not only within the meditation, the limitation, within the meditation, we have applied those limitations unconsciously and held ourselves back from growth. But also that expressed itself in our everyday life and limited us when it came to our relationship to ourselves, and also even greatly more in our relationship to others. Function as well. Not only look. Beautiful. Let us go through the top, from top down in the body, and now embodying this concept of dynamic relationships to our body. Here we go. A few inner keys. Please repeat them with your inner voice. Remind that, because we forget. It's easy for us to allow somebody else to say it and us to do. But here, in every single meditation, in every single experience we have together, I don't allow you, I don't give you the option of listening to my voice alone. I want you to take my voice and to turn it into your voice. You notice, make it yours to question, to get answers, to use your own internal to guide you, not mine. It's greater than just keys. It's greater than just meditation. It's a whole new mindset, and we do it unconsciously a lot of times. And now you understand a little bit better of the dynamics of our meditation and even the inner keys. So secretly, quietly, you're gaining something without even knowing it. There are many, many other moments like that. I'll share them with you. from time to time. Here it is, first inner key, repeating it with your inner voice, repeating it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. Recognizing the dynamics, the higher dynamics of my physicality, of my physical awareness. And fill my head and my neck. And just let it happen with a brand new mindset. Suddenly you conquer a new territory within your own internal potential. Excellent. New key. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. Recognizing the higher dynamics of my physical awareness, fill my hands, arms, and shoulders. Recognizing the higher dynamics of my physical awareness. Feel my hands, arms, and shoulders. And let them be as I'm raising the energy a little higher. And you're doing amazing. Truly, truly amazing. I think I think we are really making a great difference in our dynamic meditation. On top of everything else that we are doing together. Excellent. Compounding our power. Next inner key, with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. Recognizing the higher dynamics of my physical awareness. And fill my chest cavity. Freeing your breath. Trying to breathe through your mouth. I'm sorry, through your nose and not through your mouth, if possible. But then allowing freedom to breath as well, so if necessary, your mouth may open, but Very often we, because we are holding the breath, and at the time of trying to concentrate, we would hold our breath, you would find that then we would use our mouth instead. And that was a response to the fact that we held it. And now when we don't no longer need to hold it, then we can allow it to breathe naturally through the nostrils. As I believe through the nostrils, the breath is deeper, and through the mouth, the breath is shorter by definition, exactly for the same reason I just described. Beautiful. Next inner key. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. Recognizing the higher dynamics of my physical awareness. Recognizing the higher dynamics of my physical awareness. And fill my upper abdomen. Once or twice I'm being asked, why do we separate upper and lower abdomen? Let us just, do one key. Now you understand how important it is, because now we recognize the importance of each key higher than the physical floor of the body. Having a much greater relevance to the, and therefore giving it more attention and relaxing into your postures again, freeing yourself as much as you can in your thoughts, in your breath, in your body, in your functions of the physical kind also. Just because we've given it much more value doesn't mean that the other value is lost. It's just the new value is gained. So let us recognize that as well. It's not a loss of value because it is a gain of value. Beautiful. Like everything else, by the way, in what we do and what we learn. We don't necessarily substitute one for the other. We just add more value. Making the old even more important. Not less important. Because we add. It's another concept. Next inner key. Here it is. We're going to go through the rest of the keys a little bit faster. I want to receive a lot of energy, recognizing the higher dynamics of my physical awareness, and fill my lower abdomen. And let it happen. Excellent. More freedom. Wow. Amazing energy. Amazing energy. Let it shake if it shakes. Let it move if it moves. Let it be still if it's still. Let it breathe if it breathes. And let it be held if it's aching to be held, I should say. Here's the next inner key. You're doing beautiful. Here it is. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy, recognizing the higher dynamics of my physical awareness, and fill my legs and feet and toes, if you may. Part of the feet, of course. I'm giving it the respect that it deserves. And let it happen. as we come closer to the completion of today's meditation and the higher final key that unites it all. Please put everything you have in it. Here it is, with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy, recognizing the higher dynamics of my physical awareness, physical body awareness. And fill my entire body, head to toes, top to bottom of my spine, head to toes, top to bottom of my spine, and just simply let it be, let it go. Turn on the switch and enjoy the light. You're doing amazing. For those who your audience today, thank you for your amazing participation. Thank you for your attention and intention and following through and acceptance and love and everything else. It comes with it, embody, internalize, and take it into your day. The rest, if you have a few more moments, please stay with this energy. Stay a little bit longer. Let it take you, let it lead you. In the meditative state, with your eyes closed. My name is Eric Waldman. This is our Daily Karma. Daily and morning meditation, and we'll see you again real soon as we continue our journey in our dynamic mindsets and dynamic meditation. Thank you. Bye-bye.